to 108. 82 degrees at 1400 K1, and our one-on-one session this morning representing Green Country Village Marketing Director. Good morning, Edith Francis. How's it going?
Good morning. It's doing great. Yeah. I thought as you were talking about, you know, all the heat outside, you know, how nice our residents have it to be, you know, inside in the air conditioning, but still a lot of fun things to do.
Not only a good insight in the air conditioning, but they don't have to mow the lawn. They don't have to, you know, unless they choose to, work in the garden. All they have to do is, if they want to go outside and enjoy the lake and have a good time.
This week we had, you know, our lawn care, you know, people, mm-hmm. you know, out there pulling weeds and, you know, clearing out some of the grass that got in the flower beds. And I know that there was a resident or two stopped by and, you know, mentioned that they were glad that they didn't have to get out there and do that.
Yeah, I mean, I know some people find it fun and enjoy, and they could probably, you know, grab a pair of garden gloves and help along with if they want to, but they don't have to.
We have a couple of, you know, a few residents that do have the patios, and they do have some beautiful plants out there, and they kind of, you know, see to those, you know, themselves, mm-hmm. but they don't have that full care, you know, of that lawn like they would at home.
And the once every, you know, I don't know, a week or two, depending on how much rain we got, you know, go out there and mow the lawn.
Yes, and I think it, you know, as people get older, it's a little bit harder for them, you know, to get out there and get some of those things done. So yeah. If they come to Green Country to live, they don't have to do that.
No, they get their meals cooked for them if they choose, and they can come and go as they please. But all of those tasks that are maybe not the most pleasant parts of home ownership, they don't have to worry about.
I think the ladies enjoy, you know, the meals and not having to, you know, plan the meals and clean up the mess afterwards. And our food and beverage director is David McCullough, and he does a wonderful job. And it has a lot of good variety to it. So they don't, you know, get the same thing, you know, all the time. And he, you know, changes it up in the summer. Of course, he's using, you know, a lot of the fresh vegetables. And our residents are enjoying that.
Well, other than the quantity he buys for, he very easily could be going down to the farmer's market every Saturday and picking up some stuff. But for the number of people he's cooking for, that's probably not the way he does it.
Well, and I don't know where he finds the time, but he, you know, he has a large garden of his own at his home. And some of the residents, you know, have been enjoying, you know, some of those from, you know, his garden also.
Well, sure. And it's nice to bring that stuff that maybe he just picked those tomatoes last night or whatever, and they do get the privileges of, you know, a home garden somewhere along the line, so they get the best of both worlds.
Yes, they do. But they don't have to get out in the heat and pick them.
That's the best part right there.
That is.
Unless they want to go out and have some time out in the heat. I do occasionally see some folks out by the lake, even on the hottest days, and even some gentlemen that look like they might want to be holding a fishing pole in their hand. I'm not sure.
Well, I think some of our residents occasionally, you know, their grandchildren come, and they like that area. I think most of them have been getting out there a little earlier in the day before, you know, the afternoon heat.
Mm-hmm. That's what a good fisherman's looking for anyway, because that's probably the more likely that the fish are biting. So it's good.
That's true.
But that lake is a neat feature. And again, whether it's the trees that they look out their window, and as the trees, the leaves are turning colors, or even it's nice to look out and see a little bit of snow on the ground and know I don't have to shovel it.
Right. And, you know, I think the residents sometimes when they're, you know, looking for an apartment, they want one with, you know, a good view. Mm-hmm. And we have several, you know, some of them do have better views than others. But it's according to, you know, what is available at the time. Mm-hmm. We are kind of running a special on our one bedrooms right now. So if we've got somebody out there that has been thinking about coming to Green Country, be sure and, you know, give me a call. And that number, you know, is 918-335-2086.
Yeah.
and talk about it and see how we can make that move a little easier for them right now.
Well, you do, I think, help to make it as easy as possible. It's never, I'm not sure to say easy to pick up all your stuff and move, but you make it about as easy as possible. And I've heard that from so many of the residents I've talked to.
Yes, we do have some things in place that I think, you know, makes that transition a little easier. And of course, you know, we have moving companies that we can, you know, refer them to, and sometimes, you know, realtors, different things to make that process a little easier for them.
And I talk to them periodically, and the residents, you know, talk about the fact that they, you know, usually already knew one or two couples when they moved in, and it's just, it's like joining friends.
It is. Some of the people, you know, they may, you know, have been in their home for a while and maybe not, you know, driving as much as they did, mm-hmm. and kind of losing some of that. But they're at Green Country. They make friends. It's a good place to be with a lot of good fellowship.
And it's convenient if the grandchildren want to drop by. Everybody welcomes them.
They do. Sometimes, you know, the residents enjoy those children, you know, coming in and visiting with, you know, their grandparents. But they do get to visit with the other residents also, and the residents enjoy that.
Well, for a youngster, what could be better than a building full of grandparents? I mean, that, you know.
We even have a room that has a ping pong table and a billiards table. And some of the, you know, grandkids likes to get down there also and, you know, play ping pong, you know, with their grandparents.
Oh, yeah, that would be a lot of fun. And I'll bet Grandpa even gets the opportunity to win every once in a while.
Maybe so.
Well, you know, you do make it fun. You've got so many activities going on. You've got a full schedule planned. They can choose to join in or not. They can choose to go on a trip or not. It's up to them.
They can, and we even have a wee bowling, you know, a game with a big screen, mm-hmm. you know, TV there for them to play on, and some of the residents enjoy, you know, doing that. So there's just a lot of things on that calendar. Of course, you know, bingo, they love the bingo, mm-hmm. but they're adding new, you know, games too. So sometimes I'll have a resident, you know, that moves in, and maybe they like a particular game, and it's not long before, you know, they get some others to join in and teach that new game to them. So they are always, you know, encouraged to, you know, try new things.
I'll bet somebody's even knocking on your door trying to rope you into a card game or something every once in a while.
Yes. sometimes I wish I had, you know, the time to sit down and, play some games with the residents, but it does stay busy there at Green Country.
Well, it does. Now, we talked primarily about independent living, and that's probably because we should, because that's the most number of rooms you have.
Yes, right now we do have a few one-bedrooms that I would love to, you know, rent, and those do have the full kitchens in the apartments, and of course Green Country furnishes the stove and refrigerator and dishwasher.
People furnish the food for them, too, if they want to cook. No, they have to buy their own food.
They do buy their own food if they, you know, cook it, you know, in their apartment. But I don't think as many of our residents cook a whole lot like they did at home.
No, probably not.
Because of the, you know, good variety in our dining area. One of the things that, you know, the residents like also is being able to bring their own washer and dryer right there in that apartment, and that is available in the one-bedroom apartments also. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people likes, you know, carrying their, you know, laundry to a community laundry room. I think they like having it right there in their apartment where it's handy, just like it was at home.
Well, and that's part of just the convenience of making Green Country Village your home. That if you choose to, I don't know, gather up the laundry at 10:30 at night, stick it in the machine, and go to bed, you could do it.
That's right, just like they do at home.
Exactly. So, and that's part of what I think the atmosphere that I've seen and what you've talked about is to, as quickly as possible, make Green Country Village feel like home.
Yes, and sometimes, you know, you go, you know, in an empty apartment and look at that and think, you know, oh, it's so different from home. But when they get their pictures up on the wall, when they get their furniture and their things that mean a lot to them in that apartment, that's what makes it home.
Yeah, you're right. Now, you do have a couple of other services, and I feel it's important that we touch on other aspects of Green Country Village as well. Assisted living is, well, basically just like independent living, except you get a little bit more help.
Yes, the residents come and go as they please, you know, just like our independent living residents. It's in the regular assisted living, you know, it's not, you know, a locked facility. Anybody walks in the door, you know, and the residents go out when they please. But they do have those nurses on staff 24/7, so they are available, you know, when needed. The nurses normally administer the medications, and some of the residents, you know, may need help with bathing, and those nurses are there, you know, to be there to help those residents.
And that is such a peace of mind to family members, whether they're, you know, just two blocks down the street or 200 miles away.
That's right. And, you know, it is licensed by the state of Oklahoma. So we do adhere to those, you know, guidelines. And I might also mention that we do have a memory care section. And in that area, you know, it is a secured area. We have to buzz in and then the nurses, you know, let us back out. So it is a safe, you know, environment. But it is still, you know, kind of, you know, where they have, you know, the dining room. And the tables set up, and of course they, you know, use the linens on the tables just like, you know, in our assisted living and our independent living. So they do have the choices as far as, you know, the meal choices, but it is in more of a, you know, family setting.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's important that to make things as familiar to anyone as possible and get that feeling of family whenever you can.
Right, and I feel like that is another area that the activities are so important for those residents because it fills their day and it also encourages them to fellowship with the other residents. And, you know, they have fun doing it, you know. So some of the activities that they do there in the memory care is, you know, geared more for the residents that, you know, they still play bingo, but it is geared a little different, you know, for the ones that have the memory problems.
Well, and I think any of us, I mean, just as we all age, we start to see different things, just normal part of the aging process. But when you've got memory problems due to possible, you know, medical diagnosis or whatever, you got a team of people that really care about those residents and are there to help them maintain as much as possible.
Yes, and the staff there, you know, is trained to know how to take care of those residents. And a little bit more training is probably needed there, you know, than in some of the other areas. Mm-hmm. It takes just a little bit more, you know, patience, you know, to sometimes just encouragement, you know, for those residents to get them to participate in the activities and things like that. And then, you know, as far as the activities, sometimes they need somebody to knock on the door and remind them right before the activity.
Oh,
because
yeah.
If they were reminded, you know, that morning, you know, they, you know, may kind of, you know, get busy doing something and forget. But if they, you know, knock on the doors and encourage them to go for that activity, a lot of times that makes the difference in how many, you know, participates.
Oh, absolutely. And if you got a friend calling you up and say, hey, let's go do something, then it makes it just a lot more fun all the way around.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And you I know we're starting to run out of time, but you develop friendships with the residents, regardless independent living or wherever they happen to be part of Green Country.
Yes, it's a place you can get your heart into. Sometimes I wished I had even more time to visit with the residents because some of these residents have so much good history to share. And sometimes I just feel like, you know, I'm a better person by knowing some of our residents. But it does get to be like family at Green Country, and we get just as close to the family members sometimes as what we do the residents.
How do you start the move-in process? Just give Edith a call and say, hey, I'm looking for a place?
Yes, and sometimes people, you know, they're not ready to make a move right then, you know, but it's good to know what those options are, and they can do that by calling me at 918-335-2086, or, you know, they can email me at francisedith@greencountryvillage.com.
That's pretty easy. It really is. And when you stop by and you see Edith, she's ready to take you on a tour. Make a call, make an appointment first. But if you just want to drop by and take a look and say, hey, I don't have a time now, but let's set an appointment for next week, Edith will take good care of you.
I will. We love having people in. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the residents, you know, they see people, you know, out and about, and, you know, they ask the residents sometimes how it is to live there at Green Country. And I feel like, you know, sometimes our residents are my best marketing tool.
That's why we use them on the commercials for Green Country Village.
We do.
Edith, thank you very much for your time this morning. I know you've got a full list of activities on your daily list of things to get done, but if you want to make better friends of the residents, I got a good idea. Move in. No, never mind.
That will work.
Green Country Village on a Wednesday morning on AM 1400. That's our one-on-one this morning with Edith Francis.
People are always talking about the stock market, always looking to invest in a good opportunity.